This is KUT. Last night, residents gathered in a rec room in East Austin to hear from Interim Police Chief Brian Manley. A week ago, Manley was tapped as the sole finalist to be the city's new permanent police chief. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey was at last night's event and filed this report.
Johann Lahl said he likes Manley for the gig, but the Texas Department of Public Safety employees still showed up to hear what the man had to say.
I don't see what he plans as far as, you know, continuing to improve relations with the public and community policing and things like that.
A few rows behind Lahl sat Christina Brown. She's the co-founder of Counterbalance ATX, a group that works to empower marginalized communities.
Obviously, as a social justice organization, we want to be here and make sure that we hear what he has to say and then also answer our questions so we can have a dialogue.
Brown and others got to hear what Manley had to say when he took the stage.
Chief Manley.
Thank you, Judy.
Dressed in a suit, no uniform. The nearly 28-year veteran of APD grew up in the city. He went to UT and then St. Ed's. He's worked in several police department units, including patrol, child abuse, and homeland security. And while he stood at the end of the rec room floor beneath a basketball net, Manley laid out what he called his vision for the future of APD.
We want to be a department that is trusted and respected by all and that collaborates with our community to make Austin the safest city in America.
Manley then broke that down. He took the first part, a department that is trusted and respected by all, and gave this example.
Austin has a very large immigrant population, many of whom may have come here from countries that maybe the corruption in policing is what led them here in the first place. And so to expect them to come here and have trust with American policing, that's a high ask. We understand that we have to break down some of that and really build trust within those communities.
Manley said combine that with the second part of his vision, working with community groups to rethink how policing happens, and we get a plan
to make Austin the safest city in America.
Manley took questions from the audience for nearly an hour. When he was done, I turned to Christina Brown from earlier.
I think it was a great opportunity for us to hear what he had planned.
But, said Brown, she wanted more details.
Like, how exactly do you plan to do this? As opposed to just rhetoric about how we need more transparency and how we need... Obviously, there's a history of policing here and across the nation. We all know that. I think everyone in this room is pretty aware of that. We want to see how you plan to improve it because that's really what a job interview is about. They ask you to come to the table with your plan.
A second job interview, as Brown called it, will happen May 17th at the KLRU studios on the UT campus. While Manley's the lone finalist for the permanent police chief job, city manager Spencer Kronk has said he could still call for a national search for more candidates. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.